From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Home foreclosure rates have jumped 50% over the past year, and Latino communities have been hit especially hard. Foreclosure isn't just a private tragedy confined to a single family within four walls. Every foreclosure sends ripples into the broader community. And as NPR's John Yitzty reports, foreclosures can damage businesses, boost crime rates, and they can undermine entire neighborhoods.
Judson Road winds through leafy neighborhoods in Wheaton, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C. Modest brick houses, many no larger than 1,000 square feet or so, line the street. Over the past 10 years, this neighborhood has become home to thousands of immigrants from Mexico and Central America. People like Maria Cruz.
My son planted a rose plant over there in order to have a flower. See that?
The delicate rose is blooming in front of the house that Maria Cruz bought 2 years ago. She lives here with her 10-year-old son, Dair.
That's my son planting for me. Right, Dair?
Yeah, I planted the rose.
Yeah.
I'd just like to see the house with beautiful flowers. Like our neighbor, she has flowers.
It was Maria Cruz's dream to provide a home like this for her son. But now there's a for sale sign in front of it. Cruz is 3 months behind in her payments, and the bank is about to foreclose. She's trying to sell it before that happens. Inside, in her living room, she's distraught.
It's very hard because I don't want to lose my house. But now, you know, I don't have a choice. And I have to go find some place to live with my son. That's all.
Maria Cruz cleans houses for a living. She makes about $1,700 a month. Her house payment is almost twice that, $3,200 a month. She was skeptical that she could afford a house that cost over $400,000, but she says the realtor who sold it to her convinced her she'd be fine.
They say you're going to rent the basement for like $1,000, and you can rent the other room for like another $300 or $400. And that you're going to be okay. And in 6 months or whatever you want, 3 months, 6 months, you can refinance your house and you're going to be okay.
But just as Cruz was buying, the housing bubble began to deflate. Home prices started falling, so Cruz couldn't refinance. Her teaser rate expired and her mortgage payment went up, not down. The Latino men who rented her basement were carpenters. They lost their jobs building houses, couldn't pay the rent, and moved out. This scenario has been repeated in Hispanic communities around Washington, D.C. In fact, this region has had the fastest growth in foreclosure rates in the nation over the past year. Hispanic communities, made up of both legal and illegal immigrants, have been among the hardest hit because subprime lenders targeted them, in part taking advantage of the immigrants' longing to buy a home and live the American dream.
Latinos in the United States are disproportionately more likely to get a subprime loan.
Eric Halperin of the Center for Responsible Lending says nearly 50% of the mortgages made to Latinos in 2006 were subprime. Financial analysts now estimate that 30 to 40% of homeowners with subprime loans may end up in foreclosure. That will be a huge blow for Latino communities across America, says Halperin.
Because it's really not just about the family that loses their home, even though that alone is a problem, but each one of those foreclosures costs that community value.
Adjoining homes lose value and real estate tax revenues fall. That affects schools, law enforcement, and other services, says Halperin. Of course, businesses are hurt too.
Here we got pecan sandy cookies. We have strawberry cookies. Now we have in here we have
Freddie Rial owns Carmelo Bakery in a retail area called the Wheaton Triangle. He says he can tell his customers are tightening their belts. They still show up to buy their puff pastries in the morning and bread for dinner on the way home from work, but the average individual sale is down about 25%. He says other retailers tell him things are tough, too.
They've been hurting, and I hear that. Something needs to be done fairly quick, because when you get to that point of being reactive, it's going to be too late.
Rial says he's heard from the police that crime is up, and local police statistics bear that out. Just around the corner on University Avenue, Alejandro Laredo runs Pueblo Viejo, a small Tex-Mex cafe attached to a gas station convenience store. It's lunchtime, but there's no one here. Laredo says business is down 60% over the past year, and he's barely making enough to cover the rent.
That's correct, yeah. Regular customers, at the beginning we come in like 3-4 times a week. Now, once a week, maybe twice a month.
Laredo blames the housing crisis and mounting foreclosures.
Construction has stopped. It's a huge, huge hurt for the community because all Latinos working in the construction. These people lost houses, these people stay in the street or lost everything. Yeah, and some people back to countries, you know, like Salvador, Central America or something, or move it somewhere.
Laredo says he and his wife, who's an accountant, are cutting back. There will be no vacation for them and their kids this summer, and he's working evenings as a pastry chef in another restaurant. One of Laredo's occasional lunch customers is Eric Aldrete, who works at the local office of the Latino Economic Development Corporation in Wheaton.
Many of the workers that were in the area, they were also producing income for local small businesses, and now that they are gone, the economy is suffering because they are not there anymore. Like Alejandro said, he's just trying to keep his business up and wait for better times. And if he closes, he will lose his dream of having his own restaurant. And that's the case for many others.
Others, like homeowner Maria Cruz.
My dream is all gone now, you know, all messed up. Yeah, I feel very sad for my son. You see how he decorates his own room. He's doing it all by himself. But he's very strong. He said, don't worry, mommy. We're going to be okay. And we are in God's hands, and that we're going to pray every single day. For poor people like us, that's the only way.
Unfortunately, the Center for Responsible Lending says high levels of foreclosures could continue in the Latino community for another 2 years. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.